woman quietly and abruptly withdrew from all social life except that involving her immediate family. Within a few years, dressed always in white, like the bride she would never become, she had gone into a state of seclusion. Her only activities were household tasks and the writing of poems that she either kept to herself or sent as valentines, birthday greetings, or notes to accompany the gift of a cherry pie or a batch of cookies. Around the time that Wadsworth was preparing to move to California, Dickinson sent a few of her poems to Thomas Wentworth Higginson. As an editor of the Atlantic Monthly, Higginson had been encouraging the work of younger poets. Higginson never became a substitute for Wadsworth, but he did serve as a kindly, distant teacher and mentor. Eventually, Dickinson gave up hope of ever finding a wider audience than her few friends and relatives. About 1861, she wrote, "I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody too?"